following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law and Michael Giddens joining you now. Had a good time with David McCurley today. We have shipped him off, Michael Giddens, past David McCurley's bedtime. Sylacauga looking for an area championship now. Winner take all against Shelby County. Wildcats able to put a late rally together to take a 13-10 win over the Aggies a few moments ago. Now the Aggies and the Wildcats battling each for this area championship. Would be the first time since 2019 and the second ever in program history. Sylacauga is able to win. Natalie Deason pitched well for the Aggies. Ran out of gas there in the middle of that game against Shelby County a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Seems like all these players would be running out of gas. We're running out of gas at this point. I mean, we've been switching out and interchanging. And you start this morning at 9 a.m. with the opener between Sylacauga and Briarwood, which went extra innings. So, I mean, if you start out like that, then obviously we're into, what, game five at this point? Game six, I believe, overall in the tournament. Sylacauga and Shelby County have both booked their tickets to Montgomery. At this point, they're just playing for an area championship trophy and for seeding in Montgomery. We were looking at who the areas match up against with Montgomery. Sylacauga and Shelby County will play the likes of Elmore County or Beauregard or Valley, but that's for next week. For now, it's time to win an area championship.
Johnson in the circle for the Aggies to start things off here against Shelby County. The Aggies are again the home team, so let me make those changes. I kind of put it in my system backwards on our scoreboard. Aggies and Wildcats for an area championship. Probably wouldn't have it any other way. It'll be Sophie Harshberger at third, Josie behind the plate, Bryant at short, Harris at second, and Natalie Deason at first. Malaya Bryant back in center field, Hathcock in left, Smith in right. Caitlin Bland to lead it off for Shelby County.
Ashlyn Johnson finished the game in the center circle in the game two that David and I called earlier today. Natalie Deason went five and I believe two thirds before she was replaced by Ashlyn Johnson. Ashlyn Johnson was able to close that game out, gave up two runs, one unearned, but she still did a good job, and now she's going to get the start here in the center circle.
Here we go, getting things underway. First pitch drilled left field, and the first pitch is a homer. Caitlin Bland, solo shot to start.
Caitlin starts it off with a solo
this area championship game.
It's a good adjustment from Caitlin Bland, who all day long has been pitched outside. This time she's looking outside on the first pitch, sends it that direction, and there was no doubt about that one.
That was a deep shot as well. Got well over the fence, middle of the track. And Shelby County leads it 1-0.
And now coming to the plate for Shelby County will be number 00.
Scoring early may not matter between these two teams, Michael Giddens. The Aggies just had a 5-0 lead before the Shelby County bats came to life. Both these teams can hit the softball.
Yeah, earlier in the year, the game at Shelby County going extra innings that Sylacauga clawed out a victory in. Here, Shelby County was up 6-0 at one point in the regular season before Sylacauga came back and won that game 8-6 with a walk-off home run from Josie Harshberger. So these teams are used to scoring and scoring lots of runs.
1-0 Shelby County. Danzlin Connell sends one into right field for a base hit.
another good piece of hitting there. Just going with the direction of the pitch, not trying too hard to pull anything. Sends it the opposite way, and that's back-to-back opposite field hits.
Now batting will be number two, Candace Connell.
There's another Connell at the plate. This pitch outside for Ashlyn Johnson. Wildcats lead at 1-0. Top of the first inning. Watching the Coosa Valley Medical Center booth cam area championship. A foul ball back into the netting. You know, not the way, obviously, we wanted to start this game. Michael Gisbert is still a long way to go. Silicaga has batted pretty well in this tournament outside of maybe that first game against Briarwood where the Aggies won that one 2-1 in walk-off fashion in the eighth inning, and that one's fouled off. Now nothing and two.
Throughout the year in area play, we've seen this team play to whatever the game conditions are. If it's a low-scoring game, they have a great pitching outing from the likes of Natalie Deason or Ashlyn Johnson. And if it's a high-scoring game, they light it up with the bat.
Swing and a miss, strike three. The snap throw to first. Runner is back in time. Able to get Connell swinging. Not an easy task.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 88. That is Aaliyah Jayshon.
Jayshon coming up. Came in to close the game in the pitcher's circle. Close out that elimination game for the Wildcats, and she's first pitch swinging us over the glove of Elena Bryant. It's short, ends up in left, and two on base and one out.
It's pretty apparent that early on, three of the first four batters attacking the first pitch coming at them, and they've paid it off with two singles and
now
a solo homer. So
20,
not working the count here, just trying to be aggressive and keep up the momentum that they carried through in the last game.
Not sure where that one missed. 1-0. It's been a great day here as the wind has finally died down. Hasn't been too bad, but been a constant, maybe slightly above a breeze from right field to left field. Now the flag at center field is sitting still right now. That's a called strike. 2-1.
The wind had been blowing out to left like it was earlier. Kalen Blandshomer might have made it to Circle K.
Yeah, it was a, and it didn't have much elevation on it either. It was just a drive. That one is foul tipped into the mid of Harshberger. 2-2. This one driven in the air, Bryant. Coming in and center to make the catch for the out.
Great jump. Didn't fall back. I know a lot of times you're taught to take the first step backwards, but she read that right off the bat and came in charged and comfortably made the out.
Now batting will be number seven, Madison Tolleson.
There's a shortstop, Tolleson. Two on, two outs. First pitch fouled back. You caught a lot of the softball on Michael Giddens for the Lady Aggies this year. You mentioned, seems like in high-scoring games, they've been able to keep up with the bats. In low-scoring games, the pitching has always been there for them. That one is sent foul.
And Natalie Deason.
Why do you think that is?
Natalie Deason has been so consistent in the center circle throughout the year, so a lot of the games just have been low-scoring because of that. And then I'm not sure what it is about the late innings in these ball games. I know there's some seniors on this team, Elena Bryant, the Harshbergers. They want to win real bad in their senior year, and they come and they rise to the occasion in those later innings, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. We've seen multiple walk-offs this year.
That was blocked up by Josie, but still got out in front, and both runners will move up here with two outs. Runners at second and third now. They lead it 1-0 to the Wildcats. Silicaga softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. Get it done the right way as Johnson will wind the pitch right off of her leg, picked up by Bryant. The throw to first is off the glove of Deason. One run will come in to score. The other will hold at third, and it is 2-0 Shelby County. I'm not sure that the out would have been there, but it would have been a close play at first.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Ashlyn's holding her right ankle. That one hit her square. She's saying she's all right, but they're going to go check on her anyway. A little bit of a limp. It caught her flush, kicked away to Bryant, and Bryant almost made the play anyway. That'd have been a 1-6-3 put out.
Officially, yeah, that would have been. I think Johnson's okay. They're going to give her a little time here with the infield coming in. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you to Coosa Valley Medical Center for sponsoring the booth cam. Softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. We have Sylacauga soccer tomorrow night. Michael Giddens is the Aggies on the road at Indian Springs. Soccer on the Aggie Sports Network. Those broadcasts brought to you by our friends at Star Physical Therapy. Todd Malone. Girls trying to pull off what feels like might be an upset tomorrow. Indian Springs, a solid, solid soccer team, yeah. Little soccer club, if you will.
Back-to-back trips to Huntsville is the goal, is that one to slap down the first baseline.
One run comes across. They'll hold the other at third. Runners at second and third. Shelby County leads it 3-0.
Yeah, that was just Natalie Deason playing right in front of the first base bag and just a little bit too quick down to her left-hand side. Her to handle, and right now the ball has a seeing eye, just finding its way around the Aggie fielders.
That one fouled back.
Think about some of the contacts that Josie Harshberger's made today, and Elena Bryant's made today. Really good hits that have gone straight into gloves, and it's the opposite right now for Shelby County.
It's Davis at the plate. 1-1 count, 2 outs, 3-0 Wildcats.
But yeah, soccer's trying to get to back-to-back Huntsville trips, but Indian Springs coming back into 5A classification with the reclassification this past year, and they are soccer powerhouses in the state of Alabama, so it's a tough task ahead for the girls tomorrow night, but they don't play the game on paper, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Coach Joey Fleeman, his first year leading the girls' team. A Huntsville team last year were the Lady Aggies. Lost a lot off of that team. Trying to keep this playoff push going. A 1-0 win against Montevallo last Thursday. That pitch a little inside, 2-2. Unfortunately for you, Michael Giddens, you showed up after the only goal was scored on Thursday.
Yeah, I did get to see a few goals in the boys' game, but I missed the goal in one of the greatest goal calls of all time.
2-2. Grounded over to Bryant. Got to make a strong throw, and they'll say we got her.
Close play at first, but we'll take it.
3-0 Wildcats as the Aggies come to the plate for the first time in this one. We'll go bottom one. Shelby County leads it 3-0. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Dr. Saul J. Weinreb, a board-certified OBGYN with over 25 years of experience in women's health, prenatal care, and minimally invasive procedures, is now seeing patients at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga. Dr. Weinreb is known for his compassionate, patient-focused care, and he is also delivering babies at Coosa Valley Medical Center. To schedule an appointment, call 256-245-6700 today. Visit Dr. Weinreb at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. We also want to remind everybody that we will be bringing the spring game to you live exclusively on the Aggie Sports Network. Have that on May 16th at 6 o'clock. The Aggies and Talladega will match up for a little spring jamboree. I'm not sure it's a full game type setting, but some skill settings going on. Ground ball, left side. Josie going to reach as it gets away. Josie going to get to second on the slide in.
That's why you always hustle. No matter what you do at the plate, you can put the ball in play. You got to leg it out to first, and right there, she did exactly that and is rewarded not just with one bag, but two.
She'll get a runner here. It'll be Molin to run for Josie Harshberger. That's what we needed, Michael Gibbs, an early base runner here in the first inning. Take it how you can get it.
And if history's any indication, and the game that just took place right before this one, we're going to see a lot of runs, I think.
We might be in for a long one. Elena swung at a ball, got underneath, and fouled it out of play.
Elena is the reason that I never choose to park on the left side. Down the third base foul. Any of her pulls.
There's a lot of
dangers
brave,
for windshields.
A lot of brave people. Bryant sends one high in the air, center field. Aggie's going to tag. No. We'll send Molin back, and a good decision.
Yeah, I got really worried there when Molin started to take off. That ball was hit decently, but not deep enough to tag from center field. And Molin took two, three steps. And said, never mind.
3-0 Shelby County. Bottom one. Runner at second and one out for Sylacauga. This will be Sophie Harshberger at the plate. Changed up the order a little. There's a rip in the left, and it's going to be just foul. Boy, Sophie has such a nice swing. She can get those hips into the ball, but even on the inside corner, has the bat speed to get there. Straighten that one out, and you're in a one-run ball game.
Yeah, just a millisecond or two later, and she's trotting around the bases.
You got a 2-1 now to Sophie. She's had a great day at third base. Been a long day. Shelby County's fifth game, our fourth game. Pitch is upstairs. 3-1. Royster on deck. 3-for-4 last game.
First plate appearance for Sophie.
Have
in the
attention, please, with the owner of the Silver Nissan.
In the initial game.
In center field, please cut your lights off. Thank you very much.
A little bit of a batter's eye problem out in center field.
Sending the Shelby County spies out there. Here we go, a 3-1 count to Sophie, and it's ball four. So runners at first and second and one out.
In the game one between these two teams today, her first plate appearance, now, Sophie plate actually put 14, down a great sacrifice bunt, which I didn't even know was in her repertoire. Normally she's hitting the ball for power. This time around, close to doing the opposite of a sacrifice bunt. But she does get a walk.
Here's Royster taking outside, 1-0.
I tell you what, Royster, for somebody that came into the varsity team late, she has impressed. Really great plate presence, does not chase and earns a lot of walks.
Well, you know, they'd miss Pruitt when she was had to leave the order. Swing and a miss by Royster, a big swing. Now 2-1. The pitch from Connell, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Pop up, middle of the infield. Connell calling for it, and he got an infield fly call. The batter was out.
Connell fresh after getting to not be in the center circle for the last two games. She went six innings against the Aggies and held them scoreless through five in game two today before that six-run six that gave the Aggies the win.
Brooklyn to the plate. Hard hit ground ball. Third baseman takes it. Connell steps on the bag, and the Aggies leave one in scoring position. We'll go to the second. Aggies trail 3-0. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Your next home improvement project is on the house. Unlock your home's value with a flexible home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Whether it's your dream kitchen, a backyard oasis, or an unexpected repair, your home and Coosa Pines FCU are here to help. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or call 256-378-5559 to speak with a mortgage loan specialist today. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Few defensive changes for the Aggies. Selena Bryant goes behind the dish. She's at catcher. Josie Harshberger is shortstop.
And now,
that's your change that we made.
Ashley
Johnson,
how well conditioned you are to play catcher an entire day. I mean, eventually you have to take a break from it. It's just too much.
Three full games. Boy, Josie was so good back there today.
Great awareness on her pickoff play that ended the first game with a win, 6-2. Catching Cadence Cannell napping at third base. That, along with so many other plays.
At the plate, it's going to be Hall. 2-0 count to her. So we're in the top of the second. 3-0 Shelby County with the lead. And a call and strike here to Hall. 2-1.
The one positive of that first inning is that Shelby County did not clear the nine hole.
See if we can get to work here. That one's low, 3-1. Well, it only matters if you're able to get the out right here. You don't want to put anybody on for Bland. It was 1-for-1 on one pitch and a solo shot. There is ball four.
And she's been kept, I would say, relatively quiet for good portions of today for the Aggies.
Back up will be number one, Caitlin Bland.
But I do not want to see what her overall stats are in area tournaments. I can't imagine.
Yeah, her and Destiny Ely had a homer off last year in this tournament. Miss Bland takes upstairs. That one just missed. 1-0. That's a... You want to pitch around her. You don't really give her anything to hit, but you need outs.
I thought it was a smart approach earlier to pitch her outside almost entirely, and then what does she do first pitch this game? She takes an outside pitch over the fence.
That one's fouled back.
She was looking for it again.
That one was all snow biz. The 1-1, Caitlin Bland. See how we keep pitching to her here. The 1-1, got her to chop one to short, to second for one, to first, not in time, but we do get the lead runner.
That's a case of the game plan working to perfection. She chases the outside pitch, and at least you get a force out.
Now stepping to the plate will be double zero, Danzlin Caneo.
Double zero, Danzlin Cannell. Now up to the plate.
And she'll rip one into center, first pitch swinging. Malaya Bryant brings it in. Now two on and one out for the other Cannell.
Now batting will be the third baseman, number two. That's Cadence Cannell.
That's why in these games, in these tournament scenarios, you got to have depth to your pitching. You can't expect one player to go endlessly. Ashlyn Johnson coming into the game now after Natalie Deason's pitched. What's the total count of innings today?
7. I don't know. It was around 20 innings for the day.
We're not statisticians. We can't count that high.
You don't put me on the spot like that. Well, she pitched all 8 versus Briarwood. She pitched 6 in the game that you guys called earlier, and that one she did, I think. She did 6 in that one, so about 20 innings.
20 innings.
Maybe 19 and 2. Actually, I think it is 19 and 2/3.
And she made it through at least the first 14 of those, only allowing one run in total.
That pitch got to the backstop. It's now a 3-0 count to Cadence Connell. But the runners move up 60 feet. They're at second and third and just one out. That one's outside, and Connell draws the walk, and here's Chase on.
This is an opportunity. Bases loaded. Chase on singled earlier. She could get an RBI or two here if she does the same thing.
Infield coming in. Going to try to cut a runoff at the plate. Upstairs from Johnson, 1-0.
And I wonder here if the base runners, knowing who's behind the plate, more likely to cheat further off because they're less afraid of a throwdown.
Oh, Jason. You could tell she wanted to swing it, decided not to. Now 1-1.
But Elena Bryant's a shortstop, so I know she's got a cannon on her, too. I mean, they should still be afraid of a throwdown. I don't think she'd hold back if they cheat off the bag too far.
1-1, Chason, way out in front, got one in on the hands. 1-2. Son, opposite field. Smith camping out underneath and right. It's off her glove and it's going to roll to the wall. Two runs are going to come across. The runners will end up on the corners. It's 5-0 Shelby County.
Yeah, that was just a situation where we got to think about it a little bit too long. It was a high pop up into right. Smith moved well, camped underneath it. Maybe the only suggestion would have been securing it with two hands. I think she was using just the glove hand there, and it came down a little hard, maybe closer to the wrist, and popped out. It's just an unfortunate event right there for Smith in right field. Runner's going to steal. or be allowed to take second. No throw down attempts, and now runners on second and third, still with one out.
Chloe Gallops at the plate. Hard hit, ground ball. Josie fields it, throws it. Deason able to pick it. Run scores. And moves up to third. It's Chase Stein, and it's 6-0 Shelby County.
Josie getting put on the spot there at shortstop.
And will be number seven, Madison Tolleson.
One hop to throw over, good arm there, but elevate the throw a little bit, make it a little bit easier for Deason. But that's a battery that's playing short and first instead of pitcher and catcher.
And made a couple good plays over there. Now you got two outs. Here's the shortstop, Tolleson. 0-1 count to her. Watches low. Well, you know, Shelby County really wants to get this run in from third, leading it 6-0 in the second inning. That was a hard shot. It almost hit Chase on, and if it did hit her, she would have been out because her feet were on the chalk. She wasn't in foul territory.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think she was standing on the line. I wonder how the umpires would have judged that, because most time you just assume that a player's in foul territory when they're off the bag at third. I think she was hanging out right on the line, though, so that would have been a very interesting decision. She avoids the ball, though. And
knowing how today's going, it probably wouldn't have gone our way. We'll see. We'll never know. 1-2. That one's in tight on Tolleson. Now 2-2.
Since the Aggies took a 5-0 lead last game, it has been a Wildcat barrage.
That one hit her. Yeah, it's been, they've outscored us 5 since we were up 5-0. Now that'll put runners on the corners. Elena going to come out and talk to her pitcher. The old infield will come in.
And win or lose here, the Aggies will move on next Monday. Montgomery, I believe, estimated first pitch time is 10:45, so we'll be bringing you that game from Montgomery, the Aggies. Not sure who the opponent will be, but all 5A teams in the Central Region play at the same time. So well, Shelby County and Sylacauga will play at the same time, just against different opponents.
And now, step into the plate.
And we know who's Shelby broadcasting the game. David McCurley already signed you up.
Oh, he did.
I said, hey, do I need to go? And he said, no, you and him are riding together, since he'll be covering the Childersburg Tigers at the same time. I was like, David, are you sure Michael wants to stay there and watch Childersburg games when he's not playing? No, we'll see. Runner's going to go. Runners end up at second and third. It's big at bat now for the Aggies. Out in the field, this is going to be Madeline Minton. She gets under one, high in the air. Smith charging in, and this one's off her glove, and two more runs will score.
Yeah, at this point, I think it's just mental. I mean, we've seen Alexa Smith make great plays in right field the last 2 years, even in bid appearances last year, and then as a main starter out there this year throughout most of the season.
And
I think since the last game, a carryover into this game, it's just all a situation of overthinking the ball while it's in the air.
You got a feel for Alexis Smith. She's been such a good outfielder for us, has all the speed, can get to any ball. This one's hit opposite field, right side. It's 8-0 Shelby County. Smith firing it into third, in safely. Now runners at second and third.
Yeah, Shelby County doesn't wear out. They've proven it over the last few years that with their backs against the wall, whether it's the round one of the elimination or the championship finals, they're going to play the same way and swing their bats well and try to take advantage on the base paths as much as they can. And the Aggies got, I think, possibly a little bit comfortable up 5-0 last game. And Shelby County's never playing in a level of comfort. They're always trying to play one step ahead. And right now the Aggies have a lot of work to do just to get back into this ball game to try to win an area championship.
Aggies look like they are going to make a pitching change. It looks like it's going to be Hathcock to pitch. We'll take a break. We'll give you the update when we come back. 8-0 Wildcats, top of the second inning.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Your next home improvement project is on the house. Unlock your home's value with a flexible home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Whether it's your dream kitchen, a backyard oasis, or an unexpected repair, your home and Coosa Pines FCU are here to help. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or call 256-378-5559 to speak with a mortgage loan specialist today. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Dr. Saul J. Weinreb, a board-certified OBGYN with over 25 years of experience in women's health, prenatal care, and minimally invasive procedures, is now seeing patients at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga. Dr. Weinreb is known for his compassionate, patient-focused care, and he is also delivering babies at Coosa Valley Medical Center. To schedule an appointment, call 256-245-6700 today. Visit Dr. Weinreb at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga.
Hathcock, the pitcher for the Aggies, Ashlyn. Excuse me. Smith goes to left field. Johnson in right field. Holly O'Brien in center. 8-0 Wildcats. 2 outs. Runners at second and third. This is Hall at the plate.
I'm trying to give Smith just a change of scenery just to try to help her out, because right field has not been doing her any favors this afternoon.
1-0. Sophomore Hathcock, you know, she's going to be a good pitcher. She's got a pretty solid fastball, Michael Giddens.
Yeah, I don't think I've had the privilege this year of seeing Kinley pitch.
1-1, driven into left, and that one is misplayed. Two more runs will score. A tailing line drive. Hall rounding second. She's into third. It's 10-0, Shelby County.
I mean, just feel bad for Alexis. You know, that's anybody that's ever played sports competitively, there's been moments there where it just doesn't go your way, days where it doesn't go your way, and move her to left field after she's had her struggles in right field, and very first hit comes her way, and it's just, I mean, that was one of the tougher ones she's faced. But in her mind at this point, she's not thinking about the level of difficulty of the different plays. It's just about the fact that she's not making them. And nobody wants to make the plays for herself and her teammates more than Alexis. So it hurts to see.
It will make a change now. Alexis Smith to the bench. And maybe, someone get an update on who came in for the Aggies?
Which I think she called for herself. I think she, at this point, you know, it's she needs a break for herself mentally to try to regather. I mean, maybe she comes back into this game later on, but
Vincent checked in for her. How you feel for Alexis Smith? It's part of the game, though, not always fair.
Is going to be number 13, Gracie Vincent.
Just had a tough time out there. So the Aggies make a change in the outfield. It's 10-0 Shelby County. You know, and good to see our players go out there and just kind of put their arms around her. You're in this together. You're all out here throughout the end of the fall semester and then into the winter semester early, and it's a long season. As Caitlin Bland up with a runner at third. She's 1-for-2 with a homer. Only one on base. Runners at third base with two outs. 0-1 coming to Bland from Hathcock.
Yeah, I'm sure Hathcock's gotten the message here to not really give Bland too much to hit.
Bland, hard hit. Ground ball, right side, gets through. 11-0 Shelby County. Still dealing with the top of this order.
Commentator's curse. That one catches a little bit too much of the plate. I don't think it was a perfect strike by any means, but it was enough for Bland to do something with, and she poked it by Brooklyn Harris at second base.
And Shelby County will have a speed-up runner for their catcher. It'll be number 3, Sydney Bailey.
Bailey in the run for Bland. Danzlin Connell to the plate.
Having almost batted around in the first inning and now more than batted around in the second, you can see the Aggie players right now in the field. The Harshbergers over here on the left side of the infield, third base and shortstop, just trying to figure out a way to get back into this game. It's going to be a long road ahead, but with the way these Shelby County affairs have gone over the last couple years, I mean, we know the Aggies can put some points on the board, but you got to find a way to stop them at this point. You can't let them get any more.
Ground ball back up the middle. The diving Josie Harshberger just couldn't get there. The throw into third's going to get away, and runners will end up at second and third with two outs. Been an 8-run second so far in. Maybe if you look at it, a top three hitter
and
in this lineup.
Cadence
Connell.
No lack of effort from the Aggies in the field there.
Man,
Josie Harshberger diving, trying to make it a stop and out in the infield. And then Malaya Bryant comes up throwing, trying to get the runner out that's advancing to third. I mean, no matter what the score is right now, these Lady Aggies are going to fight tooth and nail till the end. I mean, this is still for an area championship, something they've been aspiring for the last couple of years that Shelby County's had their number on, and they don't want to lose another one to this team, I guarantee it.
Connell, left side, is going to stay in play, but just short of the fence. That pitch is high. Two and one to Cadence Connell. Opposite field, foul ball. Solocaga softball brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. Again, important to remember that the Aggies already punched their ticket. They were the first team to punch their ticket to regionals today. After two wins over Briarwood and then a win over the Shelby County Wildcats. 2-2. Here's a drive in the air. High. Malaya Bryant's there, and that'll end the inning. 11-0 Wildcats. We'll go bottom two. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Your next home improvement project is on the house. Unlock your home's value with a flexible home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Whether it's your dream kitchen, a backyard oasis, or an unexpected repair, your home and Coosa Pines SCU are here to help. Apply online at CoosaPinesSCU.org or call 256-378-5559 to speak with a mortgage loan specialist today. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Dr. Saul J. Weinreb, a board-certified OBGYN with over 25 years of experience in women's health, prenatal care, and minimally invasive procedures, is now seeing patients at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga. Dr. Weinreb is known for his compassionate, patient-focused care, and he is also delivering babies at Coosa Valley Medical Center. To schedule an appointment, call 256-245-6700 today. Visit Dr. Weinreb at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Right Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Right Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Bottom of the second inning, 11-0 Shelby County. Jeremy Law, Michael Giddens with you. Michael Giddens with you tomorrow night for Sylacauga Soccer. That's Mix 106.5 only. Well, are you going to try to use a FaceTime camera on the MacBook to get that done?
Possibly.
Okay, we'll see. We'll bring
we'll
it
have to find out what the setup's going to look like at Indian Springs. Never been to their soccer complex before.
You're a last-minute type of guy. You won't know until you get there is my guess.
Maybe I can see it on Google Maps.
The 1-0 is fouled off. Hathcock able to protect herself.
Yeah, she pulls her bat back. She might get hit by that pitch. Instead, still tried to lay down the bunt and went foul.
That one is popped up. Bland could get there at times. She was chasing down with Cadence Connell as well. And then it'll be next week. It's Monday, so you get a week off before the softball regional. Then you're really about...
We're pretty much in the home stretch. Yeah. Not too many spring sports left. And then we'll be, of course, we'll have the spring game on May the 16th.
As far as broadcasting goes, I mean, still got a few things going on. Track and field, you have Aggie Goff still alive going to that one slap foul. Substate next week. That spring game right around the corner. You're in summertime. You got a new volleyball coach. Get her team ready. Well, it's Coach Smelly trying to prep his guys this spring and then get ready for fall. And a lot of hard work to do over the summer. 2-2 count to Hathcock. And they'll say she went around. And they'll fire it around the infield for strike three.
Yeah, tried to check her swing there at the last minute, but it was pretty obvious she went around a little too far there.
And now, batting for the Aggies. I'll tell you, I'm really excited. About the new volleyball coach, Kathy Loggins. Tons of experience. I think we'll be in good hands.
Sylacauga trying to make a return trip to Montgomery for regionals. Well, tell you what, Talladega County was well represented in the volleyball regionals last fall.
Yeah, as you know, this year dealt with a little injury bug. Catherine Price ended up having to have knee surgery. Also, Catherine Price was the star of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union website launch. able to get her in on the green screen and new Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union website. She did a little video promoting that. There's a swing and a miss for Deason. We do want to thank Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship, bringing all these broadcasts to you, not just Sylacauga, but Childersburg, B.B. Comer, Fayetteville. That one is low to Deason, now 2-2.
Yeah, Coosa Pines helps provide us the opportunity to bring you this area tournament, regionals next week, Sylacauga, Childersburg, possibly even Fayetteville. Fayetteville is also fighting for a spot in Montgomery next week, and all those teams could make it, and maybe the Aggies can make the rally of all rallies right here as Natalie Deason gets a single here with one out.
Have Johnson to the plate. Deason with a little, not a slow roller, but it wasn't a fast one either, just past the outstretched glove of the Shelby County second baseman. It's 11-0 Wildcats. That one's outside to Johnson. Danzel and Connell in the center circle. 1-0. That one's popped up right side, playable. They couldn't make the catch, foul ball. So, yeah, you talked about Coosa Pines. There's a lot going on at regionals next week in softball. Childersburg spring game at Coosa. They'll have that for you on Kix 100.3 at 6 o'clock on May 16th. We'll have live video and radio of the Aggies spring scrimmage versus Talladega. I mean, should be a lot of fun. Coach Z in his first season coming back to South Dega. Head coach of the Tigers. They're traveling to Coosa for that spring game. It's 2-2 count.
He's got a tall task ahead of him in his first year at Childersburg because that area is not kind.
You know, people were asking me, is that one's fouled back 2-2? The outlook for the Aggies, you know, it just kind of depends, you know. So many factors can go into it. Are they better up front on both lines of scrimmage? Does your quarterback stay healthy? Do your receivers improve a little bit as a slow roller left side? Picked up by the shortstop. The throw is in time at second. It'll get her. Big time play there.
You get great job by the shortstop. Just staying with it over there, backhanding it. Knew that Ashton Johnson, not the speediest runner, so still had time to make the throw. And now the Aggies with a runner in score position with two outs.
Yeah, big play for Tollison. Took her time, made a strong throw. Here's Malaya Bryant. First pitch outside, 1-0. You know, a lot has to go, going back to Sylacauga football, a lot has got to go right for them to get better. I thought even though maybe the scoreboard didn't show it a lot last year, they did get a little better as that hitter. They got a little stronger, a little faster. Bryant took that one off the inside bicep on her left arm as she is a lefty. Maybe the lower elbow.
Yeah, she's still holding it too.
Maybe the inside of the elbow. But I think a lot of people are looking forward to the Aggies. They got a lot stronger this offseason. They've had a little 6 o'clock workout club all offseason. Landon Crocker and a few other guys getting in the weight room. Zach Sanders getting in the weight room. I'll tell you, they will be improved up front. They'll be bigger and stronger, that's for sure. And CJ will be thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you mentioned with keeping your quarterback healthy. I mean, it's really hard when you're coming in, was it second or third play of the second game of the season, and your quarterback goes down with a broken collarbone. I mean, that's going to change.
That pitch gets the backstop. Sorry, Michael. Runners will get to second and third. Deason and Bryant move up.
I mean, that's going to change how you've game planned all of the offseason, all of spring and fall practice. You go in knowing how, not just how you want to attack the first game, but how you want to attack the season, and then it all goes up in flames.
Slow roller right side, picked up on the right side of the infield, and Shelby County stepping on the bag for the out. We'll go to the top of the third. They lead it 11-0. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Bob's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Your time is valuable, and Toyota of Sylacauga gets it. That's why we're bringing the service to you with our VIP concierge service. If your car needs an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance, we'll come pick it up within 10 miles of the dealership. Bring it in for service and return it right back to you. No waiting, no hassle. Just top quality Toyota of Sylacauga care without ever leaving your home or office. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, take advantage of VIP concierge service when life gets busy. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Well, you can't see him on camera anymore, I don't think. Michael Giddens is over here somewhere in the dark. Might get some
hiding lights, in the shadows. Like,
Williamson, the new pitcher. Williamson in the circle. Righty coming in, a young pitcher for the Lady Aggies. Oh, the pitching staff has probably got a pretty good future in front of them. This is Chase Sun at the plate.
You may have mentioned it, but I didn't hear you. Hathcock went back to left field, and Vincent is now in right field. She went into left initially for Alexa Smith, but wholesale changes, it feels like, since the start of this game for the Lady Aggies.
3-1 is a ball four. I got to get tip my cap to Brent, actually, keeping up with all that. We just made about six changes, and I think he got them all right.
And now, stepping to the plate will be number 20, Chloe Gallops.
11-0 Shelby County in the top of the third inning. Area championship game winner take all. Snap throw back to first. Chason is back in safely.
There's Elena Bryant trying one of those snap throwovers. So it's part of the Aggie game plan. It's not just a Josie Harshberger trait. She's just very good at it.
One and one. Gallops at the plate.
Something else that's tough to deal with in these tournament settings is the changing strike zone from game to game. You get adjusted to one way an umpire's calling a game, and then you get another umpire come out, rotate for the second game, and you just don't know exactly what you're dealing with.
There's a shot into right field, and that one is off the wall.
throw Bryant from the wall out in right center field, right underneath the scoreboard. She one-hopped it to third base. And she probably could have made it in the air, but she'd put a little bit too much air under it. She really just gunned it. She threw it all the way in the air. I mean, that's incredible. I'm going to be honest. I thought that went off the bottom of the scoreboard and went back in.
What did you think? Hit the top of the wall?
It's hard to tell out there.
It just made a really kind of a less of a chain link noise and more of a solid sound out there.
I thought it might have hit right dead center of our Aggie Sports Network sign out there.
Well, there you go. You can see a little bit better than me. I think we're both wearing glasses. Probably need somebody that can see better right here.
Yeah, I am legally blind.
This one gets to the backstop and a run will score. You got no outs and a runner at third. 12-0 Shelby County. Off the bat, I thought that one was out of here. Michael Giddens, I mean, got up at and started traveling in a hurry.
And unfortunately, Shelby County is approaching the 15-run rule territory, which you hate to see in any game, but especially in an area championship.
Soft hit, right side. Run will score. The flip to first for the out. 13-0 Wildcats.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 21, Madeline Minton.
I think over the last six innings, this team has scored 26 runs. When you count the last three innings of the prior game and the first three innings of this game. Shelby County is just a different animal in these area tournament elimination game settings. It's a 1-1 count now for number 21. 2-2.
Underneath that one, out of play. Three and two. This is Minton. And that one's high in the air. Left field underneath is half-cock and makes a leaping grab back there.
Good play. It looked like she might have misjudged it initially, but able to get turned around in time and a good job securing that ball with her offhand or throwing hand right underneath her glove.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 11, Caitlin Davis.
Ball, it's foul.
Know what the mentality and the the idea, the message that you tell your team is at this point if you're Coach Wilkinson. Down 13-0 in the top of the third. How do you galvanize this roster to try to get back in this game and fight?
That pitch is low. Now 3-2. Shelby County. Nobody on base and two outs.
That's ball four. Williamson out there in the center circle getting some experience there, but got up 0-2. And now just couldn't find the strike zone after that.
Number 26, Nancy Hall.
Williamson in the circle. Runner at first, two outs. We're in the third inning. To the backstop it gets.
Don't look on deck.
Yeah, nine-hole hitter right here. Then Caitlin Bland. Just call strike one. Two balls and a strike. There's a rip, and it gets through. They'll send the runner around. Get a double here for Hall, and it's 14-0 Wildcats.
It's just not going the Aggies' way, even when the ball's hitting a playable place. It's just out of the reach. Sophie at third, and I mean, she made a good effort for it, trying to backhand it while it was still in the air. But, you know, Aggies today have had balls that were hit better than that, but right at the opposition. And it's just everything that can go wrong is going wrong right now.
Owen 1 to Bland. Upstairs to Caitlin, 1-1. Two outs, runner at second. Wildcats lead at 14-0. Bland. Slow roller just foul. Shelby County's going to like that.
Yeah, Deason tried to get to it before it rolled foul. She could have tagged Bland running up the baseline for the third out of the inning. What a spot here for Williamson. Even with the score what it is, you know, you've been pitching JV most of the season, and now you're facing Caitlin Bland.
So you're going to swing and a miss, strike three. To the dugout we go.
How about that for Williamson?
14-0 Shelby County. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning.
Pinata Mexican Grill has Taco Tuesday specials starting at $1.99, plus Michelob Ultra, bottle and draft, only $2.99 all day. La Pinata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at pinatamexicangrill.com.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Your next home improvement project is on the house. Unlock your home's value with a flexible home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Whether it's your dream kitchen, a backyard oasis, or an unexpected repair, your home and Coosa Pines FCU are here to help. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or call 256-378-5559 to speak with a mortgage loan specialist today. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Elena Bryan to lead it off, batting in the two slot in this game. First pitch outside. 1-0. Connell still in the circle. That was slapped foul.
I know she's had a couple games rest, but she's pitched a lot today. I wonder at this point why, with the score what it is, Shelby County doesn't utilize another pitcher. You could always bring her back in if the Aggies were to mount some sort of a challenge. Bryant sent that one deep enough to at least have been a double, maybe a homer if it had been fair. Down the left field line, 1-2 the count. And now it'll be 2-2. That one was in the dirt. You got past Bland. Wonder why it's a thing that in softball you'll see the occasional left-handed catcher, but it is an extinct thing in baseball.
Bryant going to reach on an infield single. The throw got away, but she was going to reach anyways. The Aggies have a leadoff runner on base.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 11, Sophie Harshberger.
First pitch into Sophie, called strike one.
Here's a drive. Center field gets down. Runners at first and second. Good piece of hitting. There's Royster.
And now batting will be number 14, Sydney Royster.
First pitch in the dirt to Royster for ball one. Hit towards third, and Cannell knocked it down. Can't get a potential double play, but does tag out the lead runner, Bryant, heading towards. So that'll be one down. Runner still at first and second.
And now batting will be number 6, Brooklyn Harris.
Brooklyn Harris has some power. Oh, Michael Gidden's a little tired. What time did you get in today?
Hey, you started earlier than me this morning. You should be the one yawning.
I was here at, I think I arrived at 7:45 and hit it. So I got a little, what, about 12 and a half hours in so far? Pretty good. That's more than Brent Ashley over there works in a week. I After all the days he's missed, I think that's about as much PTO as Brandon has left in 2025. Start catching up on those. Here we go, 1-1.
Pop up, right side of the infield. Playable in foul territory, and the catch is made for the out.
I've noticed as the games have progressed throughout the day, you know, my posture in the first game was I was alert. I was right here. And now I'm getting lower and lower on the camera view as the day goes on.
Just adjust it down. Nobody will notice. It's, I'm just sitting like this because I've sat in this chair for so long, it's just become uncomfortable.
Is this the chairs that you prefer? Because a lot of times I'm doing the high chair.
Well, Brent's in those, so.
Yeah, he is. He's in both of them.
He's the only guy to sit down and get taller. We're sorry, folks. It's 14-0 Shelby County here. As this is hit back to the pitcher for the final out of the inning. 14-0 after three. We'll go to the fourth. Shelby County leads it.
Dr. Saul J. Weinreb, a board-certified OBGYN with over 25 years of experience in women's health, prenatal care, and minimally invasive procedures, is now seeing patients at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga. Dr. Weinreb is known for his compassionate, patient-focused care, and he is also delivering babies at Coosa Valley Medical Center. To schedule an appointment, call 256-245-6700 today. Visit Dr. Weinreb at Marble City Family Care in Sylacauga.
Your next home improvement project is on the house. Unlock your home's value with a flexible home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Whether it's your dream kitchen, a backyard oasis, or an unexpected repair, your home and Coosa Pines SCU are here to help. Apply online at CoosaPinesSCU.org or call 256-378-5559 to speak with a mortgage loan specialist today. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
She's ready to go for the Aggies, so lead it off here for Shelby County.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics, 14-0 Shelby County, top of the fourth inning. Williamson in the circle. You'll go, what, 2, 3, 4 in the order. After we wrap up softball and soccer season and the spring football game, Michael Giddens will be right around 100 or so broadcasts this year. Super pumped about that. We're able to bring, number one, that level of effort to our advertisers and to the Sylacauga City school system. We appreciate everybody that's been involved in that, from the coaches and the players to the members of our team. Matt Crocker, Brent Ashley's over here. You alongside Alex Bauman, Michael A. there. Is anybody else? Mr. Jim Perini helping us out in soccer season. It's been a great year. We appreciate all the help that everybody's put in. I'm trying to think. Michael Brandon's one of those that helps us during football season. Carly Thornton helps us during football season. Heck, you forgot you helped us during football season.
Yeah.
But I already thanked you.
Just the stats, man. I enjoyed the coverage of that extended coverage for Sylacauga broadcast this year, getting a little more in-depth with the how things were going. I mean,
well, it gets us something to talk about.
There were a few games during the season where there wasn't much to break down stats-wise, but there were some contests that, you know, going into that that extra level of depth was helpful to explain the game situation, I thought.
I was just glad I didn't have to talk the full 4 hours. I was able to hand the mic to another professional and let it ride. Try to get Alex Bauman a little more involved in football this year. 2-1 coming to Connell. Ground ball right side. Over to Gady Mintz. For the out.
Mintz has had some moments in the spare time she's seen on the field today, both getting a hit earlier in this the game that the Aggies won against Shelby County today, and now making a play over a second base.
One and oh. Cadence Connell. You know, it's also important to remember this will be the Aggies' last game for the seniors at Pinecrest Park. You know, a little emotion there as well. I know this game not going how they wanted it to go, but you know, people see scores, final scores, and they see the games, but a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of year-round work and effort goes into a softball program. There's ball four to Cadence Connell.
I believe, we've talked about, there's been a lot of substitutions, a lot of moving around of the parts on the field, but I think one thing that has stayed consistent is all of the seniors are still out on that field right now. I don't think Coach Wilkinson's going to pull any of the seniors out of the game. He's going to let them finish their final game at Pinecrest Park.
Owen 1 to Chase on. High and outside. 1-1. Ball and a strike and one out. Runner at first. That one's grounded right side. The play at first, not in time. Chason legs it out.
Close play there at first. Decent. Went about halfway into the splits there at first, trying to stretch out as far as possible, but I guess Ty goes to the runner on that occasion.
Now stepping to the plate for the Wildcats would be number 20, Chloe Gallops.
Pitch comes over the outside part of the plate. Count now 1-1. Chloe Gallops at the plate. Williamson delivers. Sky high.
Not able to make the play.
Good thing these Aggies and really these Lady Wildcats get a week of rest after all they've been through today before they have to play again. I believe the way it'll work next Monday in Montgomery is they'll play their first game somewhere around 10:30, 10:45, and then game two, I believe, will have to take place around 3:15, I believe. That's off the top of my head. I haven't looked at the AHSAA scorebook to see those exact times. But I know that the Aggies are guaranteed two games on Monday.
There's ball four. Yeah, regional double elimination. What, the top four from each region go to state, am I right?
Yes, top four from each.
Yeah, 16.
It might be top two.
Yeah, I think you're right. Top two,
18 bracket state.
Yep.
Four regions and top two, I believe, will make it. Aggies put up a really good showing last year's regional, including
what they were, I guess, that game and then one more away.
Yeah, I think they were. I think they finished, I guess you would call it, fourth place in the regional. So they were really close to breaking through. And included in that was probably the most epic game I've ever called in any sport. And that might stand for a long time.
I'll never forget turning on the app and you were still on the air. And what was the final score? You got a 1-1 count, one out.
26-25. The Aggies at one point trailed by double digits twice.
More points than Auburn scored in a lot of games this year, Michael.
Yeah, and all sports combined.
Just messing with you.
Oh,
this is hit back up the middle. One run will score. Another one will score. The Wildcats pile it on here. 16-0.
And I think now we're in that territory where the Aggies are going to have to get something on the board in the bottom half of the inning.
They would need.
And now
was it 10 after 4? So they would have had to do that anyways, right?
I can't remember if it's is it?
I think it's 10 after 4.
10 after 4 or 15? Is it 15 after 3?
Yes, yeah, 15 after 3. There is an 8-after-5 rule, which I just find so strange as we've watched multiple teams over the last few years score in bunches. I mean, Shelby County scored 8 runs in the second inning. It feels doable.
You know what the soccer mercy rule is, right?
Is it 8-0?
It's 10-after-half.
But
you have to play the first half. You have to play in its entirety, and so that's why you see some crazy scores out there like what Indian Springs did to Sipsey Valley in boys soccer earlier this year, beating them 21-0.
In a half?
In a half.
Wow. That's 4 points that Auburn scored this year, too.
It's 3 touchdowns.
The throw over and the run, another run scores. Now, if all soccer games like that, I feel like it would make ESPN primetime windows. 21 points?
Yeah, I don't.
Now batting will be number 11, Caitlin Davis.
I don't know what they're teaching at Sipsey Valley in terms of soccer technique or tactics.
It doesn't sound like they're playing deep. I just put everybody in the goal at that point. Just say kick it around.
Gotta try something else after 21-0.
I mean, 11 people? You recruit the offensive line from the football team. You just pack them in the goal, all 11. Here we go, 17-0, Shelby County. Runner at third. 2 outs. This one's chopped foul, 0-2.
Tell you what, I did not see this result coming the way it is played out here in this final game. I knew Shelby County put up some runs, but they have just been firing on all cylinders here in our nightcap.
One and two count. To the backstop it goes. Run will score. Yeah, I mean, at this point, you start to wonder why you're sending runners home. You're leading at 17-0. That was ball 4.
Yeah, sometimes you see it when an opponent is overmatched. You start stepping off the bag, not scoring. But
And now batting will be number 26, Nancy Hall.
Maybe it's a point for Shelby County to the fact that Sylacauga is not an overmatched opponent. Sylacauga is a team that won this area in the regular season, is hosting this tournament, and you know that's.
Well, I'm not saying to stop swinging the bat. I'm just saying sportsmanship tells you to stop sending runners home on pass balls when you're leading 18-0.
Yeah, going up against a JV pitcher and a catcher that normally isn't playing catcher. Right. Combination isn't there to quickly make that play and adjust.
Ground ball right side. I mean, they're not even going base to base.
Yeah, imagine if this continues like this, these little baseball, softball microaggressions right now. Coach Wilkinson may not be too happy. He's all right. I guarantee you he's already not happy with how this game's played out. But, you know, if things like this continue on through the last part of this game, he may have some words. I don't know. Here comes again.
Nineteen nothing on the pass ball. And this is probably one of the reasons why when never mind. Bland skies one left side. Josie underneath to make the catch for the out. And the Aggies get out of the inning. 19-0 Shelby County. Aggies at the plate when we come back.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 19-0 Shelby County. Nellie Chase on in the circle. Excuse me, Connell in the circle.
And Dansley says she's ready to
Natalie
go.
Natalie
Deason off here for the Aggies in the bottom of the fourth inning will be number 8, Natalie Deason.
The Aggies need a 10 spot here to keep the game going.
Yeah, it's not the way that we wanted this tournament to end. The number one goal is to make it to regionals. They checked that box. They were the first team in the tournament to check that box. After that, you want to win the area tournament championship. The Aggies just not able to do that tonight. Decent liner right at them. Bad luck. Good piece of the bat on it.
It was almost exactly the same as Decent's double in game one against Shelby County that did make it over the head of Gallups out there, and this time around Gallups makes the play.
And now stepping to the plate will be number 7, Ansley Williamson.
Williamson, swinging a miss, strike one.
Williamson having to take over in the center circle here late in this game, and some of it hasn't gone her way, but she does, to her credit, get the hold of strikeout over Caitlin Bland, which is a pretty cool moment for her this evening. 0-2 count for Williamson.
That one's low, 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three.
And now stepping to the plate for our Aggies will be number 27, J.D. Mintz.
And the Aggies down to their final out. Katie Mintz. First pitch low.
And Gady did get a pinch hit single earlier this afternoon against Shelby County.
Swinging a miss, strike one. So you can see the Aggies again Monday at regionals. What time did you?
Monday, I believe it's around 10:30, 10:45. Be on the lookout. Be on the listen in on Mix 106.5. We'll be bringing you that game.
Strike two. Again, soccer tomorrow night. Girls on the road at Indian Springs. Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to spring football started today. Check swing. Now 2-2. Here's the pitch, swinging a miss, strike three, and that'll do it. Shelby County, your area champions. They win it 19-0 for Jeremy Law and Michael Giddens. This has been Sylacauga Softball, brought to you by Right Tire and Service.